How are you spending your dash? In today's readings, we hear about the end times, when the Son of Man will return for the final judgment. If we spend our dash well, we have nothing to worry about. Most, if not all of us, will experience our own individual end time before the world experiences its. We will experience the separation of our soul from our body, what we commonly refer to as death. And when we die, on our headstones will be the date of our birth and the date of our death, separated by a dash. That dash represents our entire earthly life. Our dash will represent the joys in our life, our wedding day, the birth of our children or grandchildren, the good times with our extended families and friends, the Christmas and birthday gifts, vacations, special meals, even the reception of sacraments of baptism, communion, confession, confirmation, and matrimony. The reception of the anointing of the sick will help us during those times when we experience serious illness, disease, injuries, and even old age. Our dash includes those times we experience these sad times and struggles, the death of a spouse, a parent, child, or friend. It will even include those days we struggle to simply get out of bed in the morning. But most of the things represented by our dash will be the normal, routine things in our lives, like getting up each day, praying, going to work or school, preparing meals, washing dishes, hauling out the garbage, and yes, even cleaning the toilet. And if it will include paying the bills to provide a home, clothing, food, and utilities for ourselves and our families, all those things we need. All of these, the joys, the sad times, and the routine things that are part of our dash are really gifts from God. God loves and so desires us to spend eternity with Him in heaven. He sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, to show us how to spend our dash by imitating Jesus, as Deacon Walt talked about last week. And Jesus loves us so much, He willingly suffered and died on the cross to open the gates of heaven for us. As we heard in Daniel, those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some shall live forever. Others shall be an everlasting whore and disgrace. God loves us so much, He gave us the gift of free will. So we can choose to love Him in return or not. That was part of our dash. And to help us choose well for the dash, Jesus established the church. And just like each of us have ongoing needs in our life, which require finances, so does the Diocese of Rapid City. To send men to seminaries so we can continue to have priests like Father Andrzej and Bishop Stephen, available to celebrate the sacraments like the Eucharist for us here in our parish. To form new deacons like Deacon Walt, who has served our parish and the diocese so well over the last 38 years. For programs like lay ministry formation to develop lay leaders in parishes, and VSI to educate catechists for faith formation programs. And last week, Deacon Walt also talked about the Terra Sancta Retreat Center. It has benefited the entire diocese, including our parishioners, to help us spend our dash well. And now it's time to follow Deacon Walt's advice, to turn our good intentions into actions by making a financial commitment to the Diocese of Rapid City. So on behalf of Father Andrzej, I want to thank all of you who have given to the appeal in the past years and who have already responded to the recent mailing from Bishop Gruss. I can assure you the funds you gave and the prayers of support you have offered are deeply appreciated by all those served by diocesan ministries. Each of us is called to share our gifts in support of the church. We must support our parish and then our diocese and the church throughout the world. The annual diocesan appeal of the Diocese of Rapid City is a very effective way to support ministries outside of our parish boundaries, as well as support the services the diocese provides our parish. The scripture passage this year's annual appeal, "Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your produce," was chosen to remind us that when we give generously, sacrificially, and intentionally, it is a concrete way of expressing our trust in God. It is an expression of our belief He will take care of us and He will not be outdone in generosity. When we are generous, He always answers with increased generosity. It is an act of gratitude, an acknowledgement all good things come from Him and belong ultimately to Him. Everyone is invited to participate. As Father Andrzej talked last weekend about the joy of seeing the kids' face as they come up to contribute, each of us can also experience a similar joy of giving a gift. No gift, large or small, no gift is too large or too small. A $2 or $4 cup of coffee per week offered for the diocese equals a gift of $100 to $200 in the annual appeal. All are encouraged to join the annual appeal. So as the kids come forward to start handing out the pledge envelopes, I ask that one member of each family please take an envelope. And when you take an envelope, and please take an envelope, even if you have already contributed online or in the mail, or even if you are from another parish. There will be an opportunity to indicate you have already given, or if you are from another parish, on the envelope. After you receive the envelope, and while we are waiting for everyone to receive theirs, please examine the monthly pledge payment amounts, thank you, that are listed. Please consider giving a monthly pledge, which will allow you to provide a larger gift. Together, we can provide additional financial support for the important work in our diocese. And as you receive the pledge envelopes, I'll walk you through this process so we can get through this as quickly as possible. So as you open the envelope, on the top left side is the donor information. So begin by including your first name and your last name, and include your spouse's first name and their last name if it's different from yours.